Hello and welcome to the Print AM, a daily morning podcast of the big news story. My name is Amog Rometra and I'm going to tell you about what did Election Commission of India say in its notices to BJP and Congress on poll code violations. The Election Commission of India sent notices to the BJP and Congress chiefs Thursday after taking cognizance of complaints that Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi had violated the Model Code of Conduct. The poll body sought comments from JP Nadda and Mallikarjun Kharge by 11 a.m. on 29th April. The commission said it considered a political party a fundamental stakeholder in terms of regulation, consultation and facilitation within and about the electoral process. It said political parties will have to take primary and increasing responsibility for the conduct of their candidates in general and star campaigners in particular. The ECI wrote in the notices, in view of the foregoing and the plenary power of the political parties to nominate or withdraw the star campaigner status with associated responsibility and authority to control their star campaigners, the Commission has taken a view that while the individual star campaigner would continue to remain responsible for speeches made, the Commission will address party president or head of the political party on case-to-case basis. While the Commission did not name PM Modi or Rahul Gandhi in its notices, it attached the complaints filed by the opposing parties. ECI told the two presidents, you are also directed as president of the national party to bring to the notice of all your star campaigners to set high standards of political discourse and observe provisions of MCC in letter and spirit. The Congress, CPI and CPIM complained against Modi's remarks that the Congress would distribute wealth to infiltrators and those who have quote-unquote more children if it stuck to former PM Manmohan Singh's comments in 2006 that minority Muslims should have the first claim on resources. The Congress, while giving five other instances of alleged poll code violation by the PM, said the statements made it evident that Modi has made false and divisive insinuations targeted at a particular religious community and a clear provocation to the general public to act out and breach peace potentially against such a religious community. It further said that the PM tried to mislead the voters by making these false and unverified allegations, which he knows to be untrue. The complaint filed under Congress General Secretary Randeep Singh Surjewala said the PM's speech was violative of Representation of People's Act 1951, the Model Code of Conduct, the Indian Penal Code, the ECA's instructions, and also formed a part of larger and grossly problematic strategy of maliciously creating enmity on grounds of religion and also tarnished the principal opposition party. Meanwhile, the Congress president was issued a notice citing a complaint from the BJP filed on 19th April, which mentioned two speeches by Rahul Gandhi and a comment from Kharge. The complaint quoted Rahul saying during a rally in Kerala, I get surprised when I hear the PM giving speeches where he says one nation, one language and one religion. How can you tell people of Tamil Nadu to not speak Tamil? People of Kerala to not speak Malayalam? Every single Indian language is as important as any other language. BJP does this with language, place, caste and religion. Whenever they get an opportunity, they divide the country. BJP alleged that Gandhi, like in the case of Kerala, had also tried in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu to create a linguistic and cultural divide between the Tamil-speaking people and others by leveling allegations that Modi wants one language in India, implying thereby that the PM is against the Tamil language. The complaint said, he is applying the same nefarious formula to create linguistic and cultural divide in the minds of people of India for electoral gains. The complaint also said the Congress president during a media event on 18th April claimed that scheduled castes and tribes are discriminated against. To support this malicious accusation, he said he was not even invited to the Pran Pratishtha of Ram Lalla in Ayodhya on 22nd January, the ruling party said. It added, it was extremely unfortunate that he even dragged the high office of the President of India into caste and tribe controversy in a manner most unbecoming of the president of a national political party. The complaint also stated that Kharge indulged in grossly misleading the voters by declaring that BJP is going to change the constitution if they win the elections. In fact, BJP never made such a statement. The BJP further said the two Congress leaders have violated provisions of the Indian Penal Code, the Model Code of Conduct, advisories and instructions of the ECI. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Amog Ramitra in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.